Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, Kennedy?
Hello.
Are you there? Okay. Annie, are you there?
Yo.
Producer Dan.
Hi.
Welcome back. It is the Unfiltered After Show. We do this every day, Monday through Thursday. It goes on iTunes at about 10 o'clock. You can get us through the iTunes podcasting app or radio.com. And the rules are we bring one topic. Nobody's allowed to know what your topic is until you mention it. Ladies first, as always. Kennedy, what you got?
Nothing.
What?
I need a moment.
You brought nothing?
No, I had something.
Okay.
And I realized that we had already done something very similar in a previous podcast. So it just came to me like the second we were about to go. So,
oh, no problem. I have something. I'm ready to go.
Go ahead.
I hand you right now $10,000 cash. $10,000 cash, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot pay a bill with it, okay?
You should never pay bills with given money, ever.
All right, I'm handing you a stack of cash. You're a big baller. I've given you $10,000. What are you going to buy? What will you spend it on?
So easy.
You can't do any bills?
No bills.
I will go to a place that is an elephant sanctuary.
Yeah.
I will give them all the money.
Yeah.
And then I will sit and have baby elephants on my lap for as long as they let me.
Yes.
And that will
and play in the mud.
My soul will ascend into the universe and that will be the end of me. And it will be great.
Playing with baby elephants.
Ugh, that sounds amazing.
YouTube baby elephants that think they're lap dogs.
Mm-hmm. They're
they're baby elephants that weigh like hundreds of pounds.
Right.
But they come and they like roll over in your lap.
Yep.
Because they want to be scratched. And it's just my little dream. And I know I was going to do it this year. Like that was going to be my big trip for myself, but obviously can't go to Africa or Asia right now. So,
right.
But that's what I would do.
All right, baby elephants.
Baby elephants.
I would take my family on a nasty vacation. Like I'm talking like sail Croatia, sail Greece, live large.
Okay, I didn't give you 100,000. I only gave you 10.
I can make that work. That goes a long way.
That's like two people.
Okay, me and
the dollar
one other
goes
person.
A long way in Croatia.
Yeah. Exactly. I can go to Bali and get a mansion for $10,000. You know what? Like those
the flight
kinds of
to
things.
Bali is $10,000.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I already did that.
You would be surprised. International travel is not as expensive as you think it might be.
Right. Like $10,000 is like an amazing couple's vacation.
Okay, fine. I'll take Rob instead of my family. I'll take him on a vacation.
I think you could do it, just not as baller, that's all.
I did Europe for $3,500. In a month.
Yep.
Yeah. Staying in hostels.
Yeah, but like whatever. I did everything I wanted to do. I went to
Annie.
I went to every show. I did everything. Yeah, I want to do like a nice
vacation. That's nice of you. Producer Dan?
Mine would be boring.
Okay.
I would put that $10,000 towards the money I'm saving and I would use it as a down payment to a house.
Ooh.
No bills. I said
that's
no
not a bill.
A mortgage is a bill.
Yeah, see, I would do student loans if you would let me be responsible, but you're not.
Absolutely
me, so.
Not. There's no responsibility on this show. Yeah.
Well, I also need a new vehicle because my truck has seen better days.
See, this is the thing. No, that's like a bill. Let your mind go. Be like, free.
It's so hard
what
to
if
go,
you could
though?
Hire like one of your favorite rap artists to do something with you, and they would take the money
a
for
a collabo.
That.
Oh, that would seem like a huge waste of money.
All right, good enough.
But that's the point of this.
I know, but
you need to get out of your I'm saving money, like whatever.
It's so hard to let your mind wander though when you have those.
I know, I'm sorry.
Things weighing on you.
It's like if you hit the scratchy, the lottery, right? You can't spend it on a bill.
Yeah, but you
legally
you have to kind of.
No, those are our rules.
These are my rules. It's my topic. Play.
Play along, the damn game. It. Do what I'm asking you to.
I would do a boat.
Really?
In a heartbeat. Wouldn't even. I'd be gone.
You'd buy a boat?
Yeah, I would buy a boat.
Wait, so I can't get a car, but you can get a boat?
Yeah.
Well, a boat is for fun. You don't need a boat.
That's
you
true.
Need a car. You need a truck.
And $10,000 would get you the boat, and then you would need about a bajillion more dollars to pour into that hole in the water.
Yeah.
Oh, they're terrible, right?
They're the worst.
They're a money suck.
Yeah. No, it's better to have a friend with a boat than
they're
to have a boat.
They're a lot of fun, though.
They're
oh,
so
my
much
gosh.
Fun.
We were out on one this weekend.
If I had a nickel for every time you've said boat today, I could get a Starbucks coffee.
You could get two.
I want a boat. I want a boat.
Boats and hoes.
Right.
Boats and hoes.
I'm on a boat.
Catalina wine mixer, baby. We're getting boats and all.
Got my swim trunks and my flippy floppies.
And my flippy floppies.
Just want a boat. And it doesn't have to be a big boat. I don't need, like,
I'm not suggesting
a
that
super
it
yacht.
That doesn't matter.
I just want.
They still are holes
boats
in the water.
I
much
know.
More money.
Oh, much money.
I know. And then the slip to. So you gotta,
yeah,
like, all
the
of
slip
it.
Is a whole another what?
Oh my God, it's like a whole other thing. Yeah. No, yeah. I just want the boat with all
year.
The hassle.
And then you have to join the yacht club for which you put your slip in there. Mm-hmm.
But some yacht clubs are so fun.
I really want to join the Wollaston's yacht club or the Squantum.
No, you're doing
club.
Squantum. And people get wasted at yacht clubs.
Don't you,
really
do you get $2
join.
Beers there too?
Yeah, 100%.
It's like the Elks Club. Yeah. Love an Elks Club. Love.
You have to join the squad.
And the whole being a boater thing, like, I would thrive in that.
Boater community
yes.
is awesome.
Yes.
Like, linking up, doing all, like, that kind of stuff. You have, like, the nice coolers. You got, like, you
casino
know.
Guy was doing that this weekend. He was yeah. tied up to five different boats.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Living
then,
the dream.
And even when it's not great weather for boating, you still go down to the dock and they all hang out together.
Well, even you can go out on a sweatshirt in a boat. Like,
yeah.
just even being
nope.
on the boat.
Yep, I want a boat. I've never had a boat. My dad moved to Florida because of his boat.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason my dad left Rhode Island was because of his boat. He bought a boat on Winnipesaukee, and then he kept it here in Connecticut or Rhode Island or wherever. And then after like 2 years, I think it was, he got so pissed that he had to take it out of the water every winter. He's like,
and
well,
wrap
this
it in that stuff.
He's like,
that costs
this is
money.
Dumb. Yeah. He's like, where can I keep my boat in the water all year long?
Yeah.
And he did like, he was like, next thing you know, he's
anywhere
in Florida.
South of the Mason-Dixon line, I reckon.
Right. All right. Kennedy,
yeah.
do you have a topic yet?
Sure. So what TV show
yes.
do you watch that you're embarrassed to tell anybody that you watch?
All of my reality shows, pretty much.
Hmm.
That's a good question. Okay, there's one on Disney Plus that I can tell you about that's so bad it's good.
Go
it's
on.
Called High School Musical, The Musical, The Series.
I've seen that.
Okay. So.
That's a wordy title.
Yes, it is, Daniel, and I'll tell you why. So, the kids on the show are going to the high school that the kids in High School Musical went to. Got me?
Okay. In real life.
No, this is a scripted show, but they're at the high school, and they're putting on a production of High School Musical. It is High School Musical Inception.
Very meta.
And it is so bad it's good. And I just love the acting and I love the music. Oh, that's like probably the most embarrassing one I would say.
So this isn't a TV show. It's a YouTube show.
Go on.
But it comes out twice a week.
Sure.
It's a half hour each episode. And it's called The Goon Squad.
The Goon Squad.
G-O-O-N-Z.
Is it about hockey? Oh.
Q-U-A-D. Goon Squad.
Oh, dear.
And it is two brothers who fix cars. And they live in rural Tennessee, and they're very southern. And they just buy wrecked expensive cars. So think of the most expensive cars on planet Earth.
Like a Lamborghini.
Like a Lamborghini that has been totaled.
Who totals a Lamborghini? I guess rich people.
Idiots.
Yeah. And so when it gets totaled, it goes to a salvage title, which means it can't be... You can't do anything with it anymore. So they buy it for pretty cheap money. But when I say cheap money, they could probably buy it for like $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a $500,000 car when it was new. And then they haul it back to their dad's house. And then
to their dad's house?
Yes.
That's the YouTube channel and not a real TV show.
They haul it back to their dad's house. And
hey,
then,
Dad, can we use the backyard real quick?
Sure, stop bothering me.
And then they release 20 to 25 minute videos of them repairing the car, and they do all of the work themselves.
Is it like Pimp My Ride, but like not fake?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't think they're putting fish tanks in Civics, though. Like
at this stoplight, we can play billiards, bro.
No, they do. They modify them, but for speed.
Okay.
And then they have this saying. Their saying is, dang, son. And they have merch.
Do you say it along with
Dang,
me?
Son!
Did you buy merch?
I have not bought merch, but I've thought about it.
Yeah, you need to get it.
I need to get some dang, son.
I know what we're getting Carson for Christmas.
But you know what's happened now is, so they needed a new house because they've outgrown their dad's house.
Because they need their own house because they're grown-ass men?
Well, and because they have millions of subscribers, it's unbelievable how popular they are. And so now they bought their own house on top of a mountain in Tennessee. And it's just all woods. They have, like, torn down. And they're building this whole Goon Squad house.
Tell me it's in Pigeon Forge. That would just make my day.
No, it's outside of Chattanooga. It's actually not far from where my daughters live.
That's hilarious.
Dang, son!
I want to live on the Goon Squad Fortress. That sounds like a great time.
But they're the nicest kids.
They have 2.24 million subscribers.
Holy smokes.
And I'm telling you, the first show of theirs I watched, it was about a Jeep Gladiator truck. And that's how I found them, because they had rebuilt a Jeep Gladiator. And I watched that, and I was like,
somebody's already totaled a Jeep Gladiator? They've only been around for like 6 months.
That's why they did it, because they're like,
idiots.
Yeah, so that's how I got into the show.
To wreck a Jeep takes work.
Yeah, it does.
And it's a lot of episodes. Like one car takes them 26 episodes, mm-hmm. and each episode is like 15 to 25 minutes long.
Wow.
And I've pretty much watched them all.
Daniel?
I guess what I'd say would be a little embarrassing is I watch a lot of like Japanese anime on Netflix.
Sure.
Which is not as like... it's like become more mainstream or cooler,
right?
But it's still, people look at you kind of funny if you say that.
I would never, ever, 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 ever think you would watch that.
I watch it sometimes. It's a lot of it on Netflix, and I watch kids shows a lot. Like,
yeah,
I just binge watched all of Avatar: The Last Airbender as soon as it came on Netflix, and I loved every second of it.
There is a subset of older guys that watch anime. Like,
I think
that
you grew
is
up,
a,
maybe you grew up with the books or, you know, the comic books.
Well, I watched a lot of Dragon Ball Z when I was a kid. That was like the most popular thing in school.
So as you get older,
you want to go back to it.
Right. So I went down a DC Universe rabbit hole
this
weekend. So I started watching the show called Doom Patrol.
Doom Patrol.
Which is about these group of misfits who have superpowers and fighting to save the universe. And it at the same time made me feel great, my humanity.
Yes.
And at the other time, it made me feel like I must be being punked. So then I went down this rabbit hole. So there's other TV shows within this universe, and one of them is called Titans. And it's about people who are misfits, who are superheroes, who are trying to save the world. And then there's this other one called Stargirl.
And
let
me guess.
About a teenage girl who has superpowers and found out because her dad was a superhero, but she didn't know her dad was a superhero.
I watched one or two episodes of Titans, and that was actually pretty good.
Titans.
Yeah, is it animated?
No.
Oh. Titans is pretty good.
Doom Patrol is a great show. Really, it's so good. There were two seasons. I didn't even know it was a show. But in any event, I bought, I got a 1 week free trial of the DC
app,
whatever
streaming.
It's called. Yes.
Everybody has a service.
So that I could watch them. But now I have to watch them all in a week because I refuse to let myself pay for another thing.
You could do that.
You can
watch it all in a week.
Two different shows?
Yeah, I believe
two seasons each.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'll never leave the house. And like the goal of my life is to get out of the house.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my story.
Dang, son.
Dang, son.
Good squad.
Oh, they got new fire merch. Take care of your boys.
You have to buy one.
All right, I will. What you got, Annie?
Okay, the stupidest thing you've ever mixed up. So I just saw this girl post on Facebook that she didn't know Lulu's and Lululemon were two different companies. So Lulu's sells like jumpsuits, dresses, all that kind of stuff. Lululemon is all like obviously athletic wear.
Okay.
My dad didn't know it was hot as Hades. Mm-hmm. He thought it was hot as Haiti, the country. I don't know how in the heck he thought that. Mm-hmm. Hades, as in hell, Dad. But I did not know Louis Vuitton and Louboutin were two different things.
That's kind of funny.
I genuinely did it. I know that their shoes, I thought it was the same company that made the shoes
Louboutin
and the bags. I didn't know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
My wife has a couple of these that are pretty classic. The one I remember is she'd been on a diet at the time, and she's like, I'm just feeling like I'm hungry all the time because I'm trying to lose weight. And I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm feeling emancipated.
Not emaciated.
Well, you know what? When you feel good in your skin, you do feel emancipated, and that's okay.
From and your parents?
Like, and then, so I immediately recognize it, and like in my family, when you do something like that, we pounce.
Absolutely.
We pounce hard.
You have to.
You're what? She's like, emancipated. Really? Emancipated how? She's like, you know, you kind of look maybe a little too thin. I was like, you mean emaciated?
So close. What's yours, Kennedy?
I honestly can't think of one, and I'm not suggesting that I haven't had one because I know I have, but I have a favorite one that my girlfriend did of a misheard lyric.
Yes.
And I think I might have told you this before, but she thought George Michael's I Will Be Your Father figure was I Will Be Your Bodybuilder. And there was nothing quite like, because we didn't tell her, I will be your bodybuilder in the back of the car.
That's pretty good.
Yep, that's what I got.
My wife thinks when you get something in your car door, say like a grocery buggy hits it,
yeah,
and you get a what?
A ding.
A ding.
Yes. My wife calls it a dink.
No, that's not
right.
No,
that's a person.
Yeah.
You dink?
She's like, no, it's a dink in your door. And I was like, no. It's a ding, D-I-N-G.
You bink people. Like,
right?
You bink them.
Thank you. It's not a dink.
No, it's a ding.
It's a ding.
A little ding.
She's like, well, that's what they say in Alabama. I'm like, that's not a
ding. Don't fall back on that.
A bunch of dinks.
Are you looking it up, Kennedy?
Oh, wow. It means a lot of things that I had no idea that it meant.
Yeah.
What, a ding or a dink?
A dink can mean a partner in a well-off working couple with no children.
Oh.
It can mean a drop shot. Giving someone a ride on a bicycle.
What?
And it could also mean a man's thing. There you go.
You know what Brittany taught me? Because she has two fathers.
Yes.
It could stand for, in the gay community, dual income, no kids.
Yeah.
That's so they're just dinks.
Okay. Oh, that is so smart.
Dual income, no kids.
Huh.
Yeah. I always had one where I, for longer than I'm proud of, I thought it was up and Adam, like the name Adam and not at them.
Oh, that's so
good. I was
like,
who is Adam and why are we always?
We're getting up and Adam. That's what we're doing.
No,
that's a good one.
It's not up and Adam.
No.
It's up and Adam. Like you're going to get Adam.
Up at
and, M. Up and Adam.
Not Adam like Adam Levine.
The word at.
Adam, up and Adam.
Yeah, like get up and Adam.
I'm just trying to think because I think I thought it was Adam.
I think.
Why would it be Adam?
Did you watch
though?
The commercial back, a cartoon back in the day, Adam Ant? Up and Adam Ant. Maybe that's what you're thinking of.
Or you thinking,
but it's.
Well, I was
Adam.
Just thinking up and Adam, like
Adam and Eve.
Yeah, because he was first.
So he was what?
He was first.
He was up.
Yeah, so he was first one up. Who's up before Adam? Nobody.
No, up and Adam. Like you're getting up and Adam.
No, but I just like I'm pretty sure I thought it was Adam.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought it. I thought that for a while myself.
Up and Adam.
Those are always my favorites, though.
Yeah, I got
it. You just really catch people in the worst. And
all right.
Ugh.
Producer Dan?
Yes.
You have anything for the podcast today?
This was big on the TikTok last week, and I'm old, so I'm a week behind the TikTok.
Give it to me.
They were all discussing what their gas station order was for a road trip.
Okay.
Like, if you're going on a long road trip, what are the what are your three things that you're bringing as your snack?
Mountain Dew and a beef jerky.
Ew.
What's the spicy? What's
I would hate to be in a car
it?
With
Slim
you.
Jim.
Slim Jim. Oh, spicy Slim
Snap
Jim and
Slim
a Mountain
Jim.
Dew. Now, this was back in the day. I haven't had a Mountain Dew or a Slim Jim in years.
It's just too bad. You should.
Yeah, but that was my road trip go-to. Two Slim Jims, and they had to be spicy.
No, thank you.
Kennedy.
I have a big bottle of water because me and Elvis. And then sometimes I get a fountain soda and a root beer. You know me and my root beer.
You love a root beer.
And I'm a combos kind of gal.
Oh, combos is a good move.
People
in the
love
car.
The pizza combos.
Yep.
That's the only one.
It's the only time I eat combos is in the car on a road trip.
I'll always do a ginger ale because
yes.
I always am car sick. Literally 99% of the time I'm in a vehicle, I'm car sick. A water or a vitamin water, some kind of hydration because I'm probably hungover. And I really, really love the honey barbecue Fritos. That's like my guilty pleasure. Oh my God, they're so good.
They're actually pretty good.
The twisties.
The ones that are, like spiraled.
Dan?
I don't think I've ever had
them. They have them downstairs.
What?
Yeah, in our little snack shop down there.
Oh my God.
Go get us some, Andy?
They're so good.
I'll give you my debit card.
Fritos person.
I've never had them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Carson, you would love them. They make
well, of
your
course.
Fingers all
they're
stained.
Chips. I love all things like that. What are you talking about?
Oh, they're so good.
What was yours, Dan?
I would get a bottle of water. I would get some sour cream and onion Pringles.
Good one.
What are you doing? The big can or the little can?
Oh, that just made my mouth water.
Big one
I don't
or
know if it's big
can? Oh, the big can.
The big can.
And then maybe some Cheetos and then some Reese's.
Oh.
That's what I'm getting.
You know what else I like? The cashews and Coke Zero. That's another move of mine. That's more recent.
Cashews.
And Coke Zero.
Interesting.
Yep, that's my go-to, like when we go skiing. Yep, hit the gas station, cashews, and Coke Zero.
Or I always get the pretzels filled with peanut butter. I did that on the way to Canopy Lake.
Those
are always a good one.
Pretzels?
The pretzel nugs filled with peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
They're so good.
And if it's got the hot dogs, you damn Skippy.
Even like a
gas
7-11.
Station hot
dogs? Gas station hot dogs. Honey, there's no way that you can make a hot dog more disgusting. They're already filled with lips and assholes.
Well,
that's true.
All they're doing is heating them up.
Yeah, but when you put them in a gas station,
I just don't want to not. I used to order sushi at a gas station in Memphis. It's fine.
I don't want to watch the
from 3 days ago.
No, you know
get
what's
out of my no face. Problem.
Dan, you know what's worse than a gas station? A hot dog is a gas station salad.
Like
who does that?
Oh, they're a gas station. You roll in and they have a thing of salad. Like you know.
Who does that?
Like you a salad bar?
You can't eat that in the car.
Honestly, I ate a Chipotle burrito bowl once when I was driving, and it was one of the most impressive things I've ever done. Like, that was hard.
Don't ever do that again.
No, but it was really difficult. But I did it.
Dang, son.
Dang, son.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.